Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. Our guest this evening was to be Joel Skousen, and it looks like he hasn't called in yet. I am going to play a clip that I have here that talks about a potential civil war in the United States, and I'm going to see if I can round up our guest, and I do apologize about this. Sometimes it happens. It's just part of having a live radio show, I think. But in any case, Joel is a very interesting guy, and let's hope we can get him hang tough.
Alex, the thing is this. We've been penetrated. We've been infiltrated. How high up it goes is anyone's guess. We know that the president's middle name is not Jesus. We know that the military has been told to stand down. We know the police have been told to stand down. We know that there's only one sacred religion in the United States of America, and it isn't the founding religion. It's the invasive religion. And the fact of the matter is, the FBI director who warned us 6 weeks ago, this was just before Hussein's conference, anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism conference in Washington, where he invited Muslim groups. He disinvited the head of the FBI, who said that ISIS is in 49 out of the 50 states. Why would he do that to the head of the FBI who warned us? There's only one answer. Someone in that team in the White House is playing for the other side. They're not on our side. Now, of course, the good news here, Alex, is when I saw this terrible event last night, the good news is the beefy Texas cops killed the scum. They wiped the scum off the planet and sent them to heaven where they can go rape babies. I guess that's their reward. They get to rape 72 babies in the next world. What a religion. Isn't that great? Kill someone on this planet so you can rape 72 infants in the next world. Doesn't CNN find that obscene and pornographic and sickening? What can I say to you that you don't already know, Alex? We know we're at war. They've been at war with us for 1,000 years. The president has been at war with America for the time he, left Colombia and discovered his Afro roots. When he was a kid, he didn't identify with this radical side. Read his own autobiography. Then he found out that by acting like a black radical, everyone kissed his feet. And look where he is today, so why should he stop now? He wasn't a radicalized young man. But he found out that the white people fell on their feet the minute he acted out the Black Panther game. Look where he is now. Why should he stop now? He has that scum, Al Sharpton, in the White House 50 times and no one says a word. The anti-police scum, Alex. I get apoplectic over this. Can you imagine if a right-wing president had won the presidency in 08 and shortly after winning he invites the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan in and out of the White House for 6 years? Tell me what the vermin at CNN and MSNBC would be saying. Al Sharpton is the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan on the other side. There he is. There's Ace walking to the plane. Cut that from the feed. Mr. Cool. Helicopter. He got Air Force One. He's got the biggest military in the world. And the country is dying. Maybe you can give one of those limp salutes now to the Marines.
What is their end game, Dr. Savage? Clearly, I thought you were exaggerating 7 years ago when you said they would destroy the country and that this was going to be it, that they'd just destroy everything. Because I imagine that when they finally got power, that they would then do the rational thing and want to maintain it. Not even from a moral perspective, why scuttle the country? Why wreck it? Why destroy it when they're in control of it?
Well, I believe, Alex, that it's a combination of both willfulness and incompetence. There are those within the administration who go back to the 60s in mentality. Bring it all down, man. You know, then let's rebuild it in our own image. That's the communist view, the left-wing university view. Wreck it. Screw the patriarchy. Bring down the white man. You'll have paradise. That's one view. The other view is a bunch of morons.
Well, folks, I have to apologize this evening. It looks like I'm not going to be able to track down Joel tonight. I'll get to the bottom of this and figure out what happened and try to reschedule him for another show. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll have some more programs on later in the week. Have a great evening.